With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Despite what Kamala Harris and the Democrats may be claiming, lower-income Americans are being squeezed drastically by high prices.
The Bank of Atlanta estimates that the U.S. economy grew a strong 3.4% in the third quarter, despite Americans dealing with high prices. But Federal Reserve research suggests that only a portion of the American population is fueling most of the economic growth. By August of this year, inflation-adjusted spending on retail goods was nearly 17% higher than it was in January 2018. But for upper-income households earning more than $100,000 a year, spending for middle-income households earning $60,000 to $100,000 rose 13.3% during the same period. Donna Warter, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, North Korea says it has discovered the remains of a drone in its capital city.
The North says the drone found in Pyongyang proves the South's military is behind the alleged drone infiltrations over the city's skies earlier in October. North Korean state media released photos showing a seemingly damaged aircraft with wide V-shaped wings and winglets. It said the aircraft was found on October 13. The drone was examined and determined to be the same type of drone that appeared in a South Korean military parade earlier in the month. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff described the North Korean claim as unilateral and unworthy of responding. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, Ukrainian government officials say a video purportedly showing dozens of North Korean recruits lining up to collect Russian military fatigues and other gear aims to intimidate Ukrainian forces. One source says there could be thousands of troops going to Russia. This is SRN News. Evangelicals talk about sin.
A new poll from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research asks the question, what is sinful? Amongst evangelicals, defined as people who hold traditional Christian beliefs about God, the Bible, and salvation, 96% say adultery is a sin. 87% think racism is a sin, and 86% believe viewing pornography is also sinful. However, the poll also reveals that only 76% of evangelicals say it's a sin to swear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates raising alarms about proposed legislation that would increase the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if the bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues, from personal relationships to public policy. This is SRN News. Major brush fire in California.
A fast-moving California fire fed by strong winds burned at least two homes Friday and damaged several others in a hillside neighborhood in the city of Oakland, where hundreds of people were ordered to evacuate before more than 100 firefighters stopped the progress of the flames. Crews arrived as the inferno quickly grew, with winds ranging from calm breezes to 40-mile-per-hour gusts during red flag conditions. Red flag warnings were issued for fire danger from the Central Coast through the Bay Area and into northern Shasta County, not far from the Oregon border. I'm Julie Walker.
200,000 letter carriers reaching a tentative deal with the U.S. Postal Service. It includes backdated pay raises, and it also has a promise in the deal to provide workers with air-conditioned trucks. More details at SRNNews.com.